مرحبا بك يا اخانا فضيل، حفظك الله. Regarding the نصيحة that you request for اخي، regarding those kind of brothers who they avoid or they don't attend or they bring excuses for not attending this kind of beneficial gathering draws and whatever. I'm sure those brothers been advised by different ways, by lots of ways. Some of these ways I'm sure reach to them by encouraging them to seek knowledge and the importance of knowledge. And some of the advice reached to them by asking them to protect themselves and the religion and their families by learning the knowledge, by combining with the brothers for sake of the brotherhood. I'm sure all this kind of advice been reached to them by this way or other. But I would like to add a benefit for those brothers and make them realize an issue, a very important issue, and very dangerous disease and sickness could spread at their hearts. And only ones of us hearts without even he feel it. And the only way to get rid of it or to reduce it is to attend these beneficial gatherings. You know what this disease, ya akhi, and sickness is? The ghafla, headlessness. The ghafla. Ghafla, akhi, is a very dangerous sickness. قال الله تعالى اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. The judgment they became close, your death became close, and you still in غفلة. Then Allah Azza said معرضون, because you ignoring the places of خير. ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون لاهية قلوبهم. My dear brothers and sisters, I request from all of you to understand this kind of ayat in the beginning of Surah Al-Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام. الله جل وعلا said اقترب للناس حسابهم, your judgment day became close from you, but you still continue in helices because you're ignoring. You ignore the truth and the place of the خير by continuing in helices. ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث, whatever reach from كتاب الله and سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم to them, إلا استمعوا, they hear it and they listen it. And they listen to it. It reached to the ears. They understand what you're talking to them. They understand the nasiha and the advice. وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. But no benefit, because they are in la'ib. La'ib. La'ib here means not serious. Joking. In a joking mood. Playing mood. Not serious. Because they are not serious, they drop in helices and make them listen to the nasiha and the advice, but actually they cannot practice it and they cannot take it because of the helices. لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ, and their hearts is in a different word, the word of lahu. Lahu, the word of enjoyment only. They are not, they don't know what's happening. They don't know that maybe tomorrow they will die. They don't know maybe tomorrow they will, the iman will be taken out from their hearts. They don't know what's meaning of a hellfire, but one day they will realize. My dear brother and sister, the headlessness is very dangerous disease, very dangerous sickness. And this sickness, the most ajib, is involving everyone without exception, only those who they have Allah Azza wa Jalla mercy by attending this kind of a beneficial gatherings and places. The only way and a medicine to cure ourselves from this disease after Allah Azza wa Jalla mercy is to sit in these places. That's why Allah Azza wa Jalla order Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to attend this specific medicine because of this, because of this sickness and because of this danger. قال الله تعالى واصبر نفسك مع الذين, او محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, patient, order patient with those people who they call Allah تعالى day and night. واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. Look, this ayah combined for us exactly the correct method for the believer and what you're supposed to do toward this dangerous disease. لوك. قال الله عز وجل واصبر او محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم patient means the things need patient, you know, patient, you need to do jihad nafs. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله مع المحسنين. It's a need from you to fight with your nafs, with your desires, with to sit in these places. For sake of what? For sake of cure yourself and the benefit of yourself. واصبر نفسك مع الذين with who? Patient with those people who they call their Lord day and night. يدعون ربه بالغداة والعشي. For sake of him يريدون وجهه. ولا تعد عيناك عنهم and don't remove your eyes far from them. Don't ignore them. Don't ignore them. Don't neglect them. Don't boycott them. Don't leave them. Don't just not be with them. ولا تعد عيناك عنهم. تعد عيناك, this form in Arabic, it's for any kind of ignoring or neglecting. Even if it's little, don't do that. ولا تعد عيناك, your eyes shouldn't go far from them. Keep your eyes with them. Means all your body and all yourself should be with them. ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة. Don't neglect them just for sake of dunya. But if you left your brother for sake of your rizq, for sake of your ma'isha, for sake of going and work, for sake of another purpose, you mean another reasonable reason, yes, we understand. But because for زينة الحياة الدنيا, only for dunya, don't do that. Don't do that and don't cheat yourself to mix in between this and that. Don't. ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا. ولا تطع من أغفلنا and don't be with those people who we throw the headless on them. Their heart is full of headlesses. ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا. Because those people, they will never mention Allah عز وجل because they are headlesses. واتبع هواه. The result of headlesses, follow your desire. That's why those people, you see them time by time getting more loose, more weak, more ضعيف, more loose, more far, until they flip down, until they lose it. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبُ عَنْدِكِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. In the end, he lose everything. And يوم القيامة, very sad ending. Simple as that, my dear brothers and sisters, may Allah protect all of us and make us fully reminding and far from heedlessness. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum.